Hey guys, Gavin here with another phrasal verb module. And today we're gonna talk about a kind of weird vacation that I had when I was younger. Here in the United States, when college kids want to go on vacation to party and to drink, they often go to Mexico and specifically to the town of Cancun. Remember that the legal drinking age in the United States is 21, but in Mexico, it's 18. And so I asked Lauren, who was my girlfriend at the time in 2008, if she wanted to go on vacation with me to Cancun so we could relax on the beach and maybe sip some piña coladas or some beer and enjoy being of legal drinking age for just a short, sunny week. I also thought that it would be fun if we invited my brother Austin to come with us. We reached out to my brother Austin to reach out and contactar normalmente através do celular ou do telefone, né? We reached out to my brother Austin. Hey Austin, Lauren and I are thinking about going on vacation. Do you want to come with us? We asked Austin to come along. Ir junto, nos acompanhar. We asked Austin to come along. He said, absolutely. And so we started planning our vacation to Cancun. And this vacation was still 3 months in the future, so we had time to prepare ourselves. And specifically, all three of us cut down on carbs in the months before our trip. Carbs is the shortened form of carbohydrates, carbohidratos, algo do tipo in Portuguese. All three of us cut down on carbs in the months before our trip. Ah, e to cut down on, tipo cortar para baixo em cima. É estranho isso, né? Mas é um phrasal verb bastante comum que quer dizer reduzir o consumo de alguma coisa. Quando você tá de dieta, when you're on a diet, you cut down on food. And in this case, all three of us cut down on carbs in the months before our trip because we wanted to be able to show off our beach bodies. Quando você tá em forma, when you're in shape, you have a beach body, you know, you can see your muscles. We cut down on carbs because we wanted to be able to show off our beach bodies, to show off, é um phrasal verb, é ostentar, exibir-se, quase achar-se, né, para se achar a última bolacha do pacote. É aquela pessoa que quer show off their beach body, mas é, I wanted to feel healthier and so cut down on my carbs. My brother Austin wanted to show off his beach body more than I did, but tudo bem, whatever. March finally arrived, and March is the traditional spring break month of all the universities here in the United States. March finally arrived, and we went to Mexico. The three of us checked into our flight together, and when we arrived in Cancun, we checked into our hotel together. Em português, vocês têm que fazer o check-in. Enquanto em inglês, a gente literalmente fala to check in. Não é to do a check-in, é to check in. So you can check in for flights and you can check in for hotels, and that's why we have these two sentences here in my story. The three of us checked into our flight together. When we arrived in Cancun, we checked into our hotel together. It was a cheap hotel, so it was like 5 blocks from the beach. The hotel wasn't directly on the beach. We had to walk to get to the beach. So we dropped our suitcases and we set off for the beach with our umbrellas and towels. To set off é começar a viagem, ou nesse sentido, quando você está começando a caminhar para alguma distância, para algum lugar que fica um pouco longe, you set off. From our hotel, we set off for the beach with our umbrella and our towels. And as we got closer and closer to the beach, we heard loud music and cheering and just a lot of noise. And when we finally arrived at the beach, we saw that there was already a huge party happening with a lot of American college kids. Now, remember that Lauren and I wanted to go to Cancun more just to relax on the beach, enjoy the sun, maybe read a book, and of course, sip on a few tropical drinks. But my brother, Austin, is more of a partier. So Lauren and I set up our umbrella down the beach away from the party to set up, montar uma barraca, montar uma guarda-sol, guarda-sol. Enfim, Lauren and I set up our umbrella down the beach away from the party, but Austin wanted to show off his beach body and maybe meet some girls, so he left us and went to the party. Meanwhile, Lauren and I drank our piña coladas and relaxed. Several hours later, Austin came back to our umbrella and it was obvious that he was already very drunk. And we suggested to him that maybe we should set off back to the hotel, shower, have some dinner. But Austin wanted to keep on drinking and keep on partying, to keep on, continuar fazendo alguma coisa, alguma atividade, não parar de fazer algo. But Austin wanted to keep on drinking and keep on partying. So Lauren and I set off for the hotel without him. Lauren and I showered and we ate dinner. And after dinner, later that night, the hotel clerk reached out to us. She told us that the police had reached out to her about my brother, Austin. Apparently, Austin drank so much that he blacked out and fell asleep in the street in Cancun. To black out, é desmaiar, mas é quando você tá tomando bastante álcool, drogas, né? Quando você tá perdendo consciência rapidamente por causa disso, de uma substance, a foreign substance, drugs, alcohol. Austin drank so much that he blacked out and fell asleep in the street. Essa frase faz sentido, né? Com a cor black, tipo, out. Você não lembra de nada. And the police told us that he was in jail for the night, and Lauren and I were completely shocked. We didn't have a car, so we had to set off on foot to the jail to go retrieve him. The next morning, Austin confirmed for us that he drank so much that he blacked out and he didn't remember anything that happened after he saw us that second time at our umbrella. And we advised him to maybe cut down on the beer and the alcohol and the partying for the rest of the week, to just take it easy and try to enjoy con calma, to enjoy a relaxed rest of our vacation week. And luckily, he didn't get hurt. Everyone was okay. But it was a strange way for the start of our vacation to play out. To play out, desenrolar, ou acabar, ou acontecer. Vou dar uma olhada na frase de novo. It was a strange way for the start of our vacation to play out. But the rest of our vacation played out exactly as we imagined. We relaxed on the beach, we swam, we ate good food, and most importantly, Austin didn't black out again. Other than that first day, it was the perfect vacation. And now let's review all of our phrasal verbs that we just learned, starting with reach out. We reached out to my brother Austin. Come along. We asked Austin to come along. Cut down on. All three of us cut down on carbs in the months before our trip. Show off. We wanted to be able to show off our beach bodies. Check in to. The three of us checked into our flight together. E também. When we arrived in Cancun, we checked into our hotel together. Set off. We set off for the beach with our umbrella and towels. Set up. Lauren and I set up our umbrella down the beach, away from the party. Keep on. But Austin wanted to keep on drinking and keep on partying. E esqueci de mencionar que keep on é 10 vezes mais comum do que utilizar o verbo to continue em inglês. Então é para lembrar disso. To keep on doing something. Keep on, keep on, keep on. Black out. Austin drank so much that he blacked out and fell asleep in the middle of the street. And finally, play out. It was a strange way for the start of our vacation to play out. But the rest of our vacation played out exactly as we imagined. And that's it for our little story about our little adventure in Cancun. I'll see you back in normal clothes in our next module. Bye for now.